How to be a movie star. How to be a movie star. We all look at movie stars and we think, wow, they have very wonderful roles. They have wonderful gifts. They have wonderful ways of doing things. And we look at the movie stars and we say, gee, I'd like to be a movie star. I would thoroughly like to be a movie star. I'd like to get up on stage and perform before people and be paid all that big money that they're paid. How wonderful that would be. Well, as with all things, it takes a little bit of awareness. It's not a matter of training, it's a matter of awareness. Can you be aware of yourself as a movie star? Can you be aware of yourself as a divine being, as a fantastic being? Can you be aware of yourself that way? Well, I doubt it, really. And the reason I say I doubt it is because I don't think that you could be aware of yourself as being a divine, wonderful being. And the reason you can't be aware of yourself as a divine, wonderful being is because you don't know how to act. I have the greatest fun with members of the staff, with monks here at the Absolute Monastery, in having them be fun. And I say, just pretend that you are an idiot. And they say, oh no, I can't do that. I am an intelligent person. I can't pretend I'm an idiot. Just pretend that San Francisco is south of San Diego. Oh, that's a lie. That's a total lie. I can't pretend something like that. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, you know, if you can't do that, you cannot be a movie actor. You cannot be a movie actress. You cannot be on the stage because you haven't learned how to pretend that things are the way you want them to be. Now, how do movie actors and movie stars and people in acting business train themselves? Well, first of all, they love to pretend. They love to pretend that they are wonderful, that they are fantastic, that they are glorious, that they are marvelous people. They just love to pretend that. And as they pretend that, other people believe them. They say, I'm a ghost. Boo! Be frightened of me. And no one's frightened of you because you don't know how to be a ghost. You don't know how to make people frightful. You don't know how to act. And then you say, well, now, I am going to be a cowboy. Boom, boom, I shoot you. Now you're dead. You got to lay down. No, I don't want to play that game. I don't want to be dead. I don't want to be a cowboy. I want to be the sheriff. I want to be the good guy. I want to be the okay, then pretend you're the good guy. What kind of a sheriff are you? Are you the kind of sheriff you got to shoot people to stop them from doing bad things? Or are you the kind of sheriff that can go out and corral these people and stop them from doing bad things and make them want to do good things and train them somehow to see that being a good person is much more beneficial in life than being a bad person? Now, if the sheriff is not a good actor, if he's not a good actor in being the sheriff and in being someone who believes in what acting is, he cannot help others to become aware of what it means to be an actor. Now, an actor, in the first place, likes to play roles. He likes to play games. He likes to do these things. And as he likes to do these things, what does he do? He stands in front of the mirror hours after hours after hours, making faces, making himself angry, making himself happy, making himself mad, making himself glad, making himself rich, oh, ho, 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 making himself poor, making himself feel just wonderful, and making himself feel just bad as can be. Now, why would an actor do that? Because that's what an actor is expected to do on stage. An actor is expected to play many roles, and the roles are not necessarily contrary to the type of person that he is, but the roles are being emotional upon call, being human upon call. Now, you've just been shot, boom, you're dead, and you're dying. And so now you're supposed to fall down. But no, you want to pretend that you're dying by slow bits. Oh, oh, oh. And so little by little you fall. Now, are you convincing? Are you convincing that you're being shot and you're dying slowly? Most of the time, not really. The actors who are really good are the ones who can make people believe that they are actually experiencing what they say they are experiencing and what they are part of experiencing. And so they stand in front of the mirror for hours and hours and hours every day, training themselves to put on the expression that they need on call. Can you scream on call? Can you laugh on call? Can you cry on call? Can you do all these things on call? Are you a good actor? Are you a good movie star? Can you do these things? Oh, the movie stars are not going through those things personally in their life, maybe, but they're going through them according to the script that they're playing. And the script says to them that they are to be sick and they are to be well. They are to be healthy. They are to be wealthy. They are to be sad. The script says that they are supposed to make people feel confidence in them. They are the mayor of the town, or they are the president, or they are the CEO, or whatever they are. And as people have confidence in this person or this attitude that this person has, they are able to perform a good action. They're a good actor. They learn how to perform on call. They learn how to perform according to the various roles they're expected to play in the movies that they're in. And hundreds of actors play roles in Shakespearean plays. And there are thousands of Hamlets, there are thousands of people who play these various roles in the Shakespearean plays. And each plays them with a little different feeling. And those who are most close to what you feel Hamlet is really like, or Lady Macbeth is really like, or what you feel is any one of the characters, then they are the ones who get the role. They are the ones who are hired to play that role in that play, in that game, in that program. And if you want to be an actor, if you want to be a movie actor, if you want to be an actor on stage, you have to learn to do this. Now, years ago, they didn't have stage microphones. They didn't have any way of doing these things. And so the actors had to speak loudly and clearly and yet still maintain the attitude of quiescence, the attitude of peace, the attitude of gentleness. The actors had to speak loudly so they could be heard by the back audience in the back of the theater, and yet in the very front too. And as they did this, they had to use their mouths, and they had to gesticulate with their mouths so that the audience could read their lips. And the audience didn't know they were reading their lips, but they were reading their lips. They were reading their expressions. They were reading their emotions written all over their body, all over their attitudes about themselves. And the good actors, the truly marvelous actors, the marvelous stage artists of the olden times before microphones became helpful, they were the ones who could project. They were the ones who were like the operatic singers who sang from their diaphragm and sent out the melody strong and powerful to the furthest in the audience. When they said of Jesus that he spoke to this grand audience many times, and they were up in the mountains, they were up in the hills, and he was in the valley and speaking to them. And those who were the farthest from him, and those who were the closest to him, heard every word he had to say. This is what they say. And of course, it's really quite true. Actors on stage do that. Now, when motion pictures came along, they had the opportunity to have the actor closer to the people who were watching the show. You could watch it on a big screen, and here was that big face of that actor, and he was making these mouth movements. And of course, they didn't have sound in the first motion pictures. And so they still had to use this grimace of their face. They had to use the emotions. They had to use their attitudes. They had to use these feelings. They had to stand before that facial mirror and exploit the possibilities of their emotions and to project it to the audience. And then later, when sound came to the motion pictures, people could be whispering and they could be do many other things. But always, it came out, the actor is acting before the mirror of his life. And acting before the mirror of his life, everyone who looks at it knows what role he's playing, knows what game he's playing, knows whether he's sad or mad, knows it and feels it and enjoys it. And this is how you and I are. We are playing these roles. When the Shakespearean actor leaves the stage after doing some dramatic portion of his show, he goes out to have dinner and has a pleasant evening. The show is forgotten. He's forgotten that he's that character from that Shakespearean play. And he is now just a normal person going out for dinner with his friends. And while he's out for dinner, he laughs and sings and talks. The show is forgotten. And the minute he's back on stage, the minute he's standing before his mirror, he is once again being that actor. Once again, he is being that movie star. Once again, he is bringing forth out of the inner self of himself the magic of being an actor. You and I have this possibility every day. We can be actors. We are actors. And people look at us and they think that we're sick because we act sick. They think we're well because we act well. They think we're wealthy because we act wealthy. They think we're healthy, that we're sad or we're mad or any number of things. They think that because we act that way. And if that's the way we want them to think, then we're doing a good job. Then we have stood before the mirror in our bedroom and said to ourselves, this is what we want to express. But when we want to do something beautiful and fantastic and glorious, you can be sure that as we do that, everything that we do is outstanding in every beautiful way. How to be a movie star? Use a mirror. Create facial expressions. Create bodily expressions. Emote. Put your feelings into it, your emotions into it. Put your life into it. And watch how exciting it is and how much you are in demand as an actor in many different dramas on the stage. Have a lovely day and be a great actor in every way. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.